The Bay Area Interactive Group presents The Big Sessions with me, John Ray, your quick one-on-one with the big shots in interactive and digital space. Welcome back to The Big Sessions. This is John Ray, and this is Season 2, Episode 1, and we've got a good one for you. We've got John Durham, of course, the president of the Bay Area Interactive Group. John's a terrific guy. It took me about a year to have him sit down with us. He's not an easy guy to catch, as if those of you who know him could probably attest to. Nonetheless, a stand-up guy, one of my favorite and, of course, most entertaining friends. And a little background on John. You know, he serves as the Executive Vice President, Business Strategy at Kara Fusion for Kara's offices across the country, including New York, Boston, San Francisco, Chicago, and Los Angeles. John, a veteran of Washington politics, joined Kara from Pericles Communications, a political digital firm he founded in 2003 that helped advocacy and political groups tap into interactive marketing. John was also former president of Windstar Interactive Media and chief operating officer of Interrep Interactive, which was one of the largest independent online ad sales companies in the United States. Currently, John teaches advertising in the MBA and undergraduate programs at the University of San Francisco. John got his bachelor's degree from Georgetown University and his Master of Arts in Political Marketing from the University of Kentucky. All right, well, sit back, relax. I hope you enjoy this short interview with our buddy Durham. And if you have any thoughts, requests, good people to talk to, please send them my way at bigsessions@sfbig.com. Welcome to The Big Session. I've got John Durham here, president of the Bay Area Interactive Group. Welcome, John.
Welcome, John. Thanks very much. I'm really looking forward to this after 2 years.
I know. It took me a little while to get to you. You're not an easy man to catch. Well, you know what? We are on location here. Not exactly live, but you're live with me at the Marine Memorial.
Marine Memorial Auditorium.
At the Marine.
We both of us have had a long day. This is going to be a good session.
All right, at the Marine Memorial Auditorium. All right. Let me ask you first of all. You know, you are one of the founding, if not the founding father, of the Bay Area Interactive Group. How did this come about? What was your inspiration?
About 3 years ago, Scott McLernan and I were having lunch, probably one of the darkest times, John, in the Bay Area, when we were in that bust saying, you know, where's the spirit, where's the camaraderie, who's left, what's out there? There were people like you, there were other people at agencies, there were publishers, and we were like talking about, we've got to get together. And we started talking about what is the challenge of putting together a group, and we slowly and methodically got what I consider 10 to 11 key people, including yourself, and we sat down and we planned for, what, like 8 months to say, what do we want to do and what kind of club do we want to build, what kind of people, what kind of programs, and 2 years ago, October, we did it.
What would you say so far, and it's been about 2 years, has been the highlight for you?
Personally, the fact that we have identified a strong community of men and women who want to engage. Ironically, we talk about engagement in tonight's program, but who want to engage and have a dialogue. The personally thing that I am most excited about, not because I'm talking to you, is the education. I think when you can affect someone to think about our business, I think you're doing a wonderful thing.
Well, you know, since you brought it up, education definitely is something near and dear to you. You yourself are actually a professor at University of San Francisco. Let's just jump there. Tell me, how did you get involved in teaching?
A friend of mine who's the athletic director said they were looking for somebody who had experience in entertainment and sports and marketing to teach in their MBA program. So this was 15 years ago, and it was going to be a one-time class. 15 years later, I'm still teaching, quote, part-time every semester. I've probably put 50 students, MBA students, in jobs across the country, 100 people in internships. But the key thing for me why I teach is I probably learn far more than I ever share. And I think a teacher is about sharing experience. That's why I'm in awe of what you and Liz and the group have done. I haven't been in the classroom yet. But when I hear what y'all talk about and Liz share with me her experience, it was almost tearful how the impact of what happens. And I thought that was very cool. And I think if we're not educating the people that are in our club about how to be better professionally and personally, we're not doing our job.
You're referring to, of course, Liz Ross from Tribal, who is working on the education outreach in the high schools. But the Bay Area Interactive Group actually also has many other education pieces.
Big time. We sponsor the local competition, the American Advertising Advertising Federation, the competition for the student addies. We sponsor programs at USF, Cal, St. Mary's, San Jose State. And again, it's helping the marketing teachers, the advertising professors, the communication teachers by providing guest speakers, by providing internships around the Bay Area. We are truly, I hate to say the USF mission is educating the hearts and minds of people. We are educating the hearts and minds of, I think, the next generation of digital communications.
How do you define success for Big? What makes it successful?
Success for me has been that opening night. I can still remember every moment. And I was worried, even as of 2 o'clock that afternoon, that we would have maybe 200 people. We had 700 show up. I remember looking at you against that wall, and we were both saying, holy, I won't use the words in the podcast, but we were both in awe of what we did. And we looked up on that stage, and you looked out, and you saw people that you haven't seen. You saw men and women engaging in tremendous conversations, and the comeback. That was one high. The highs have been better. We've had some great programs, some great interaction. I think that it's getting better. You know, there's challenges when you're an all-volunteer group. I don't acknowledge that we are the steadfast, but to me, we define digital and we define advertising and communications in the Bay Area. Personally, that opening night and this past year when we became the third largest club in the American Advertising Federation by us joining was a personal highlight.
Do you think that the folks that are part of Big, the folks, the men and women that work in interactive advertising or emerging media, do you think they're a different breed or are they the same type as regular advertising folks?
That's a great question. It's interesting, tonight I saw people of the traditional realm here that I've known from television, and then I saw those who are strictly digital. And I look at both of them, and the skill sets I think are really fascinating because they're both about people, they're both about engagement. I think that question in 2009 will be moot. I still think right now it's a transition question, but I think in 3 years, I think it's all going to be one. I think it's, as our chairman of CARA, David Berkland, says, it's consumer-centric, digitally led. I totally believe that.
Now, you are Executive Vice President, Business Development, is that right,
at CARA? At CARA Fusion.
At CARA Fusion, one of the top agencies, of course, in San Francisco. And let me ask you this. If that's not where you were working today, and let's say you couldn't work in this field, you weren't going to work in interactive, where would you be? What would you want to be doing?
Two things. Growing grapes in Sonoma and teaching 11th grade American history.
And I know you're a big history buff, right? Let's get a little more guilty pleasure-like. Tell us one of your guilty pleasures. Not, like, if I ask you what book you have on your nightstand, I'm sure it's going to be, you know, 1776 or something historical. But what is a guilty pleasure that Durham, as you're affectionately known, likes to do?
Well, I think you know that I like wine. For me, if I could sit back in 1790 at Louis and Marie Antoinette's court in Versailles, drinking and watching all those people have wonderful banquets and food and wondering how other, you know, the peasants live and let them eat cake and being at that period of history that knowing within 24 to 36 months they'd all be beheaded, that was a fascinating thing for me because it would be the ultimate of bacchanalia and freedom. And plus, I'm a big Francophile. I read a lot of books on that whole period. I enjoy French history.
What do you like more, wine or history?
Yes. Okay. I like good conversation, a good glass of wine, and conversing over the past as well as the present and, more important, the future.
All right. Terrific. Do you have any closing thoughts for us?
Well, I want to say to you, I know a year ago when you were at Cannes and you came up with this idea and you were over there and you were interviewing people, and you have interviewed some fascinating people, all of which I have listened to. There's always one kernel of corn that you pick from each of them that have been fascinating. I want to say thank you. I know this is a labor of love. It's a pain in the butt, but it's very good. We were the first association to do podcasting. We were the first to go out there and interview people, from Matt Freeman, to Joanne, Wenda, John Vail, Joe Jaffe. You've had some fascinating men and women.
Dave Verklund, Larry
Kramer.
Dave
Verklund. You had my boss, Verklund. You have Larry Kramer. But each of them have always had one or two things that have been really good to think about. And we live in a world where podcasting is 10 or 11% of the people listen to. But I know that people listen to it. I thank you on behalf of the big board and the members for this service. I know it's a pain, but we really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you kicking off our second season here. We're very excited. We'll have a lot of great folks coming up. And, of course, the Bay Area Interactive Group marches on.
Go check out our new website. It unveils tonight, sfbig.com. We're so excited. Special thanks to Robert Balmaseda and the Solution Set Group, but our new website rocks.
All right, John, thanks for joining us.